Welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. And I am your host, Conrad Cushman. And joining me today is Robert Anderson. And we are here today with a preview for ROH Final Battle 2018 and WWE TLC. Welcome to episode 35 of the Everything Pro Wrestling Podcast. I am joined here today with Robert Anderson, and we are going to preview Ring of Honor Final Battle 2018 and WWE TLC 2018. We're going to break down all the matches and also give our predictions for the show. But before we do that, you're probably wondering, well, if you're going to preview the shows, where can I go to watch the reviews? And that's on our YouTube channel. So make sure you go on to YouTube. You can type in Everything Pro Wrestling, and there's a link in the description box. Make sure you give us a subscribe, and you can catch up on all the content for EPW. We also have a Twitter handle, at EPW Show. Give us a follow in there. And we have both the official page on Facebook and our private group on Facebook. Join us and talk some pro wrestling. But first, let's get into Ring of Honor Final Battle 2018. Ring of Honor Final Battle 2018. It's going to take place Friday, December 14th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The place where it's happening, the Manhattan Center, Hammerstein Ballroom, a place of many historic wrestling events from the first ever Raw to One Night Stand to so many classic ROH events. Now, how can you watch it? You can watch it on pay-per-view, Honor Club, and Fight TV. Robert, enough of the salesmanship for this. Let's get right into the card here. The first match that I have up was just announced today, and this is all being recorded before SmackDown Live, and it is 4:54 p.m. We have Kenny King versus Eli Isom. Robert, what do you think?
I'm not too familiar with Eli Isom, so I got Kenny King winning this. Looks like it should be a layup for him.
Yeah, well, Kenny King, you talk a lot of garbage to me when you're here at the live events, which I appreciate. But I'm going to go with Eli Isom. Now, I watched a video on who this guy was. He's training currently at the Ring of Honor Dojo, and he had a nice video about his mom and why he started wrestling. And I guess his mother passed away before she could see him actually have his first big match. So there's kind of an emotional story behind that, and I would like to think Ring of Honor will put him over, but at the same time, you got to think maybe they're going to make him earn his stripes a little bit. I got Eli Isom for the win, just to be different on this one.
I respect it.
Yeah. Next matchup, we have Zack Sabre Jr. versus Jonathan Gresham.
Jonathan Gresham, I've become a big fan of his over this past year.
You know what? When we first saw him at a live event, I really thought he impressed me the most. He reminded me of Jay Lethal when he was with Samoa Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I thought I like him a lot. That's just my personal opinion. But he's taking on Zack Sabre Jr.
That's going to be a test. I got Zack Sabre Jr. going over.
I got Zack Sabre Jr. in this one as well, with all due respect. Jonathan Gresham is still cutting his teeth in Ring of Honor. He's trying to get to that spot, and I think he will get there eventually. But Zack Sabre Jr., with the big show coming up with New Japan and Ring of Honor, I 100% can see how they'd have to put him over, because he's kind of from the New Japan, but he's not. He's kind of all over the place too, Zack Sabre Jr.
Yeah. Either way, I still got him folding John Gresham up.
Now we go to match number three. We have Matt Taven representing the Kingdom versus Dalton Castle. I'll let you talk on this one first.
All right. So the Kingdom have been terrorizing Dalton Castle and the boys for the better part of this year. That being said, I still got Matt Taven winning. I think Dalton Castle still hurt. He's been wearing that back brace for a while. And I feel like you can further the story even more. I got Taven going.
I don't know. I get what you're saying with the back brace for Dalton Castle, but if the man can't wrestle, then don't have him in there. Like, there's no point in doing this. Hey, I mean,
you gotta make your money, man.
I guess. Matt, the Kingdom, I don't know. I'm not interested in it anymore. I liked it better before. They've lost me a little bit.
I still like TK O'Ryan, but the Kingdom is kind of, they're losing a bit of steam, which is why I think Matt Taven needs this win.
Yeah, I could see that. I'm going to go with Dalton Castle for the victory on this one. I just, You can't hold down Dalton Castle and the boys. We get to the fourth match, which is the rights to a Ring of Honor World title match. This is Marty Scurll, who's the holder of the number one contendership, I guess we'll say, versus Christopher Daniels. What do you think, Rob? Set this up for everybody so they know what actually happened at Survival of the Fittest.
Okay, so Survival of the Fittest, there was an elimination match. It came down to Christopher Daniels and Marty Scurll. Marty Scurll wins after a nice little sequence. They go backstage. This was, I believe it was an Honor Club exclusive video. They go backstage. Christopher Daniels approaches Marty Scurll. You know, you beat me out there, but you didn't beat me. The Bullet Club beat me. He goes, the Bullet Club didn't beat you. I beat you. Christopher Daniels challenges him again. Says, you think you can beat me one-on-one? Why don't you put that number one contendership up?
This is a match with pride. So we get to this match. I have Marty Scurll winning this one. I went back and forth because Christopher Daniels is a former Ring of Honor champion, that little short run. Daniels is probably one of the most underappreciated people in pro wrestling history, absolutely, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
But I think you got to go with the hot hand. It's Marty Scurll. He's already earned it, unless they're trying to figure out a way to get it off of him, maybe because of All Elite Wrestling. That's another podcast for another day, folks. But I'm going with Marty Scurll just because.
I agree with that. Marty Scurll is going to take this, and I believe it has something to do with his contract as well. He is signed with them for another year, despite this All Elite, whatever is going on. Right at the hot hand.
Yeah. We get to the next match, which is an I Quit match. Ooh, haven't seen one of these in quite some time. At least a good one. Sorry, WWE. We have Flip Gordon versus Bully Ray. Flip Gordon did an excellent job at All In. I've seen a little bit of him here and there, so I like the guy. I think he's a tremendous performer, very talented. And Bully Ray, one of my favorites of all time. He knows how to get heat. He's an excellent heel, and he's done a great job. Robert, I'm going to you first for this one.
All right. I think I'm a bit more familiar with Flip Gordon's work than our host over here.
My bad.
I got Flip taking this. I don't know why, because I can't see Bully Ray quitting anything. I feel like he'll be incapacitated somehow to where he can't continue. The ref has to call. There's going to be some kind of wacky finish. But I got Flip going over.
I am also going to take Flip Gordon, but I'm going to go the exact opposite of you with what you said about Bully Ray. I think Bully Ray's a coward. And I think if Flip Gordon has that coming out moment, listen, Flip Gordon's going to take a beating in this match. I can assure you.
Hell beat out of him.
Yeah, he's definitely going to get Singapore caned, whatever they want to call it. He's going to get jacked up in this match, but I think he's going to go so crazy that Bully Ray's going to be afraid of him. And when he starts going crazy on him, Bully Ray's just going to give up because he's a cowardly heel, and he's just going to say, I'll get you another time. And I think this feud could potentially be furthered, or Bully Ray shows respect to Flip Gordon at the end.
I don't see him showing respect to anybody, but...
Yeah, well, his name's Bully Ray. That's also true. Do you know who I am? we get to the next match. It's the ROH TV title match, and I think we both can agree. I think you said it first. This is the sleeper match of the night. We have Jeff Cobb, also known as the Monster Matanza from Lucha Underground, if you watch, versus Hangman Page. This is going to be a good one, I feel.
Before we get into this one, let me just say that Hangman is probably the most improved wrestler I've seen in the last couple years. He's gotten so much better from what he was when he was just Adam Page.
Yeah, he's gotten much better. And
he was the fifth wheel in Bullet Club. He's come out on his own.
Yeah, I'm very happy for him. He's done a great job. Jeff Cobb, though, I think is someone who is not appreciated enough in the wrestling business. I don't hear enough people talking about him. This dude is tremendous. He is big and at the same time very athletic, and he can do anything that you ask him to do. Jeff Cobb's my prediction and what I think is going to be a hell of a match, period.
Going back to what you said with Jeff Cobb, I feel like he works, I don't want to say too many places, but he's in a lot of places at the same time, and I feel like it's hard for him to establish himself as, like, you know, Jeff Cobb, the mainstay. He's not around long enough to, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
I get what you're saying. So he's not in a main spot, but I feel that wrestling today, a lot of these guys aren't. Look at what Cody's doing. Look at Zack Sabre Jr. we mentioned. So many guys are jumping to different organizations, and I like that a little bit because, oh, crap, Cody Rhodes is here now, and it just kind of gives you that quick reset, quick freshness to it. And Jeff Cobb's one of those guys. He's a player in that, and I 100% respect that.
All right, now that being said, I am going with Jeff Cobb as well. It's going to be a hell of a match. I'm really looking forward to this one.
Yeah, someone's going to have to go on a tour of the islands. We get to the ROH World Tag Title Match, a.k.a. Ladder Wars.
Ooh.
We have SCU, Scorpio Sky, and Frankie Kazarian versus the Young Bucks versus the Briscoes. Robert, just talk, man. I got nothing. This is going to be crazy.
This will be pure carnage. I'm expecting some pure savagery out of the Briscoes. I'm expecting some crazy spots out of the Bucks. I'm expecting it's gonna be wild.
They're gonna come up with some crazy spots for these ladder matches. The Young Bucks are so athletically gifted that now I think they save themselves for these kinds of matches. The Briscoes, the longest established tag team out of anybody. I can't think of any. They've been a team since 02, I believe, right?
Probably longer than that.
Right. Brothers who have always teamed up, and I'm happy to see them together once again. And they've had, like, separate singles careers as well, but the Briscoes are just a team that's established. But let's not discredit SCU. I think SCU has a lot riding on this. They've been doing a great job. I think they're over as well. And
Way over.
They've done a great job, and I like Kazarian and Scorpio Sky as a team.
Scorpio Sky, he went from being just another guy that was on a roster. He's another one that's coming to his own over this past year. A lot of that, I think, would have to – you can credit that to being the elite with the whole SCU thing. There's skits on there. It gets over with people.
I like it.
Kazarian is Kazarian. We know what he's capable of.
Yeah, he's been great since TNA days. Even WWE, but people probably don't even realize that. Robert, who's your prediction for this Ladder Wars match?
For me, I'm going with the Briscoes.
All right, I'm taking Scorpio Sky and Frankie Kazarian to retain. I think they need this victory to establish themselves in that upper echelon of the tag teams. That's just my opinion. I mean, the Bucks are established, and a lot of us aren't picking the Bucks and everyone else just because of the rumors and stuff, and I guess we'll get into that with the last match. Yeah, that's it. Why the Briscoes for you?
I just feel like the Ladder War kind of plays into their tactics. They're going to beat the hell out of both of these guys or both of these teams.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's going to be a bit much with Matt Jackson's quote-unquote back injury. I just feel like it'll be too much for them to overcome.
I'm with you on that. We get to a Ring of Honor – or I'm sorry, Ring of Honor Women of Honor Championship four-corner survival match. We have Sumi Sake versus
– Sakai.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sakai, Sake, my apologies. versus Madison Rain versus Karen Q versus Kelly Klein.
I don't know what Madison Rain does to get these opportunities. She I'm sure she's a wonderful person. She does nothing for me in the ring.
Madison Rain is okay. I don't know how she's in the spot. Maybe she's filling in for Emma. Maybe that's supposed to be Emma since she got injured. Karen Q, I have not seen in full-blown action yet besides clips. And I have seen Kelly Klein wrestle, and I wasn't super impressed when we were in person. We went to the Global Wars event in Buffalo. Not really that impressed. So Sumi, is it Sakai?
Sakai.
Okay. Sumi Sakai, I apologize. I'm not the greatest with the name sometimes. Sumi Sakai is my prediction for the win. I think she's going to retain the championship. She's been an amazing champion thus far.
She's had that belt since WrestleMania weekend, and I don't see it stopping. I don't see a reason for it to stop right now.
Same. And we get to the main event, which I predict will be an actual main event style match. We're going to have, for the ROH title, Jay Lethal defending the title versus Cody Rhodes. Now, the backstory to this match is Cody is leaving. This is his last obligated appearance for Ring of Honor. He is challenging for the world title, and he says he's going to take the belt all around the world with him wherever he goes. And Jay Lethal is the mainstay of Ring of Honor. He's the guy who didn't leave when we all thought a couple years ago he was going to leave and go with Triple H down to NXT.
The ace.
That's right. Jay Lethal has told a tremendous story, but he's been the backbone of ROH. And I think he deserves that title right now. Rob, what do you got for this one?
I got Jay Lethal. For all the reasons you just said, he's the mainstay. He's the guy. He's the one that's been shouldering this entire company pretty much for the better part of the last 3-4 years.
Yeah, and we got Cody Rhodes, and there's all these rumors of All Elite Wrestling. And as you guys can tell, we didn't pick Cody, the Young Bucks, Hangman Page, or any of them to win because of these rumors. We don't know what's going to happen with All Elite Wrestling. There's rumors that the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Mr. Khan, and Cody and whoever else is involved in this are business partners, and they're going to start All Elite Wrestling. I wish them nothing but success and the best of luck, and hopefully they get a tremendous television deal. But for right now, if I'm Ring of Honor, you got to do the right thing. And I think you keep the title on Jay Lethal. And I think Cody and them could have a hot angle at the end and potentially come back for that WrestleMania weekend show at the Madison Square Garden.
I can't disagree with any of that.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to get a word from our sponsor here, and that's going to be Everything College Basketball. Make sure you guys listen up so you can figure out how to join Everything College Basketball. And when we come back, we will be back with our WWE TLC preview.
Go Jayhawks.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Burton, inviting you all to come join the fastest growing group dedicated solely to college basketball, Everything College Basketball. Just go to Facebook and in the search bar type in Everything College Basketball. Once you've joined, feel free to begin chatting with other diehard college hoops nuts like yourself. Also, while you're there, go check out the podcast on Anchor, Podbean, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just search up Everything College Basketball Podcast, and as always, like, share, and subscribe.
Ooh, yeah, dig it.
All right, guys, we're about to get into our WWE TLC 2018 preview. But before we do, I just want to address Monday Night Raw real quick. On episode 33 of the Everything Pro Wrestling Podcast, I addressed the state of Monday Night Raw and how absolutely awful the show has been. And for the past 2 weeks, I've decided not to watch. And judging by some of the booking on this show, and you're going to hear it in my voice for part of it, not going to lie, guys, that sound effect is my actual thoughts on Monday Night Raw. Hopefully they can get me interested in the product again. I know that Seth Rollins came out and spoke as the fans, but I still want to see real change. So it's going to take some time for me to be committed to Monday Night Raw once again. Robert, any quick thoughts on that before we get into this preview?
I've been watching it in segments and everything I've seen. You got to do better. You got to do better.
If you knew better, you do better. Let's get into TLC, guys. The first match we're going to talk about is a tables match with Natalya versus Ruby Riott. Two females who I know can wrestle. They can actually both deliver in that ring, guaranteed. And Ruby Riott's not too bad on the microphone.
This story has everything that you can ask for. We got playing on recent deaths, bullying, crying.
I feel like
mischief, destruction of property. This is ridiculous. Last night on Raw, there was a segment. Natalya came out, and she's been doing exactly what Ruby Riott has been accusing her of, playing off of that heart name. You know, people think it was easy because I was a heart, but I had to live through the Montreal Screwjob. I had to live through my Uncle Brett punching out the boss.
Yeah, wham.
Yeah, pretty exactly. Ruby Riott comes out. There you go again, playing off of that name. She brings out a table that was turned around so you can see like the back with the legs and everything, all right? Goes on, blah, blah, blah. She turns the table around. There's this big, like, what do they call those things? Those big stickers? The Airheads. Jim Neidhart was on the table. She told Natalya, I'm going to put you through this table, and after I do that, you'll be closer with your dad than you ever were. What are you doing? I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't care about this whole play on a death thing. As long as the performers are cool with it, I don't care. Do what you got to do. But this is just, This is just tacky.
I'm predicting Natalya to win this match. I got nothing to say after that. You handled that very well.
I mean, Natalya should win to end this whole thing. But I got Ruby Riott winning with the assistance from Liv Morgan and Sarah Logan.
Shaking my head.
Who's going to help Natalya? Both of her comrades are busy. Maybe Ember Moon.
Well, we get into that match to an even better match. It's the Mixed Match Challenge Finals. Now, I hope this is the pre-show match, in all honesty, but we have some screwed up teams from the beginning of this. I can't follow the storyline. It's like Mission Impossible to figure out who the hell was with who is tag teams. Teams have changed 2, 3, 4 times over. I stopped posting in the Everything Pro Wrestling group because this is, I don't know, I'm lost. So here's the final four. Right now for Raw, we have Bayley and Apollo Crews and Jinder Mahal and Alicia Fox.
Mahalisha.
Versus the SmackDown crew, which is Carmella and R-Truth and Miz and Asuka.
Team Asuka versus the Fabulous Truth, I believe.
Or no, what was it? Was it Asuka or is it Awesome or something? Or
Asuka, whatever.
Asuka, whatever. Who cares? Who cares is correct. I wish I could make that my choice, but unfortunately, the people expect a prediction from me. In this one, I'm going to take Bayley and Cruz just because they seem like the least annoying of the groups here. Miz is in some weird purgatory state. Asuka is on a roll right now, and I don't want them to screw her up. We also have Carmella and R-Truth. I'm happy that R-Truth's getting a spot. He deserves it. Carmella, I'm still like, this is the spot you should have been in before you even got that SmackDown Live women's title run.
I'm a fan of Carmella.
And what I just said for Carmella, exact same thing goes to Jinder Mahal. You should have never been the WWE champ. I'm always going to say that. And Alicia Fox is Alicia Fox. She's whatever.
She's kept the job this long, man.
Yeah. And Bayley and Cruz just seem like they're the good type of people to be in the number 30 spot and lose. So
that's damn, it. Damn, dude.
I'm just saying.
Now, hopefully something of this comes for Apollo Crews. I like the guy. He's a great wrestler. He's not a good sports entertainer.
You know what? I don't think he's bad. I think he should have stayed on NXT longer.
Absolutely.
And we're traveling down the rabbit hole with this. So yeah. Bayley and Cruz is my pick.
I agree with that.
We get to the next match, which is a potential sleeper match. It's for the WWE Cruiserweight Championship. We have Cedric Alexander versus Buddy Murphy. Now, this has been a tremendous match, and this feud has been going on for most of the year, I would say. And hopefully next week when we talk about some Match of the Year candidates, you'll see these guys' names pop up on it. There's nothing really to say about this other than Buddy Murphy's the man right now, and Cedric Alexander has had a long run with the belt, and I don't think he needs it back right now. Let Buddy Murphy ride high, in my opinion.
I got Buddy Murphy as well. You know they're going to deliver.
Yeah. Buddy Murphy has been tremendous. I just hope that they don't put this on the pre-show. If they do, I'm not going to cry about it, but these guys deserve to be on the main card, in my opinion. We get to a ladder match with a guitar above the ring.
This is a glorified guitar on a pole match without the pole. Let's not gloss over that.
Or Vince Russo. So we're going to have Elias versus Bobby Lashley with Lio Rush. Robert set it up for us, man.
So apparently, according to Elias, Lio Rush is a child who should stay out of grown folks' business. What are they doing? Bobby Lashley's coming out showing off his glutes. Elias is insulting one city to big up another, and you're supposed to be a face now, so apparently LA is a trash heap compared to San Diego. Someone's getting a guitar broken over their head. Didn't they learn from Jeff Jarrett? How many guitars did he break and how many dimes did he draw?
Oh, that's bad.
You want to talk about bad. This is Raw we're talking about.
They're not at the point of breaking guitars over Beetlejuice, I don't think, but they're trying. So, in this match, I got Elias winning. I don't know why. I'm just going to predict that he wins. If he loses, though, I'm going to call that he gets revenge on Lio Rush, though, for everything that has happened, at least since the beginning when I was watching it before I stopped. I don't know what happened on Raw, but whatever. So, who do you take for this match?
They both need a win. But I got Bobby Lashley winning through shenanigans. Maybe Leo Rush grabs the guitar down or something like that without the ref seeing because it's his WWE.
This is so true.
I got Bobby Lashley winning.
The next match I want to talk about is going to be the WWE title match. We have the phenomenal one, AJ Styles versus eco-friendly Daniel Bryan, I guess we'll call him.
He just wants to save the world, man.
That's right. Heel Daniel Bryan has been tremendous, in my opinion.
It's working.
And he has said one thing that I often say about wrestling fans. When people boo Roman Reigns one year, then they cheer him another year, then they hate him all over again. Fickle. Don't be fickle towards some of your favorite wrestlers. You got a guy, stick with him. That's fine. And if he does something disgusting, then you leave him. But for now, whatever. Daniel Bryan makes a good point about this, and I think he's a tremendous heel because nobody wants to hear half the garbage he's spewing, and it's just a great way to get heat. I got Daniel Bryan winning this. It's too early for AJ to get the belt back. He's going to have to climb his way back up to the mountaintop.
I got Daniel Bryan as well, and it's for me, it's more to do with the contract negotiations with AJ. We're pretty sure he's going to stay, but I figured it'd be safe, you know, keep the title on somebody that's going to be around.
Yeah. The next match... Oh, there's going to be a miniature rant about this match. This is another sleeper match of the night. It's for the SmackDown Live Tag Team titles. It's a triple threat match. We're going to have The Bar versus The Usos versus New Day. Now, here's the reason why I want to rant about this match. I thought they said that it was a TLC triple threat match. Maybe it's because I haven't been paying attention to wrestling lately, so maybe it's on me. But then I went to think, why isn't this a TLC tag team match? You have all these great teams in there. This is like the modern-day version of the Dudleys, the Hardys, and Edge and Christian. What are we doing to the point that we can't have these guys compete in a TLC match? Like the Usos and New Day and, hell, The Bar. They freaking deserve this opportunity. And WWE Creative, don't give me any of your bullshit saying that, oh, we can't do that, blah, blah, blah. No, screw that. These guys, the Usos and New Day, have been on more pre-show matches and delivered more than anybody else in this company. They should never be on a pre-show match either. That's just my little miniature rant about it. Go ahead, Robert. It's all yours.
All right. Now, there's a potential, you know, this is before SmackDown. This whole rap battle thing that's coming up could actually add a stipulation to this match. Maybe even give me a chairs match, something. Give me a stairs match. Put some sort of stipulation in there.
Who you got?
I'm going with the Usos. And the reason why, the New Day are five-time champs, you know. They're set. They're made men. They're set. I feel like the Bar has run their course, and I think they're going to be splitting up soon. I don't know why. I just have that feeling. And you got the Usos. I'm going with the Usos.
I'm going to go with The Bar to retain. I think it's an easy look to try to say it's going to be New Day. New Day should also win this if they have the man advantage on the outside. Just pointing that out there. But you also have the Usos who are going to do their thing. But I'm taking The Bar for the victory just because people will not expect that. And maybe the Big Show will come back and turn.
I was going to say, is Big Show actually hurt again or are they building something up? Because I feel like maybe this did have a stipulation. Big Show could come out. Screw over the Bar.
Perhaps. Maybe they'll stick with it.
We'll see what happens on SmackDown tonight.
But if he turns, then they're definitely playing off of us getting pissed off that Big Show turns all the time. We get to the Raw Women's title match. We have Nia Jax versus Ronda Rousey. I got Ronda Rousey winning this because Nia Jax is becoming a heel off of a punch that accidentally jacked up Becky Lynch. And I hope that Nia Jax gets to use this to propel herself. I'm not a Nia Jax hater like some people are, but I also think that she is not perfect in the ring. You need to use this momentum, and I thought Nia Jax and Ronda Rousey had a good match at Money in the Bank, I believe. That was an excellent match when Alexa Bliss cashed in and it got ruined. This time we get a definitive winner, and I think it's going to be Ronda Rousey.
My boy's over here being nice about Nia. I got Ronda Rousey as well. I'm cooling off on Ronda Rousey right now. These promos are awful.
God awful.
I've said it before. She sounds like, you know, that kid in school that, you know, was, I don't advocate bullying, but that kid that was bullied, the scenarios that they put together in their head, it sounds like that's what she's projecting on the mic. Like, I will eviscerate you. Like, what the hell are you saying? Who's writing this shit? Nia Jax, on the other hand, he says accidental punch. That looked like a retaliation to me.
Listen, Nia's a big girl. Maybe she threw a haymaker by accident. Am I saying that there's an excuse for that? 100% no.
Nah, she cocked back on that.
No, but maybe she couldn't hold back. Maybe she doesn't know her own strength. And maybe she needed more time down in NXT. I thought she was pulled up too early as well with Apollo Crews and everybody.
All right, we're not going to dwell on that too much. I got Ronda Rousey winning. Tamina's probably going to get involved. And then Ember Moon will even the odds. Exactly. Nobody cares.
We get to the next match. Finn Balor versus Drew McIntyre. You know what? I'm sorry. I don't care about Finn Balor anymore. Drew McIntyre's winning. I'm done with that. That's it. Splish splash. I was taking a bath. Hey, Dolph Ziggler, where are you? That's right. Not here.
I'm right there with you. Then again, Dolph Ziggler did cut a promo on Raw yesterday saying, I don't know why Finn Balor helped me. He also said he's not a good guy or a bad guy. Shout out to Roman. Get well soon.
Yeah.
Dolph can maybe get involved because, you know, that post-match beatdown from yesterday, he kicked him into the LED board with the Claymore kick. I still got Drew McIntyre winning, but I can see Dolph Ziggler getting involved.
Drew McIntyre is my guy. For the record, I'm calling 2019 to be a big year for Drew McIntyre. You can stamp this on the show somewhere, wherever you want to remember it.
I can attest he's been a supporter of Drew McIntyre since the Chosen One days.
Yeah. Next match. It's a TLC match. So this match gets a TLC stipulation? Whatever, dude. Baron Corbin versus Braun Strowman. I've got a beef with this one, too. Why is Baron Corbin going to be subjected to being squashed for someone who's injured in Braun Strowman? You know that this is going to be a squash match, guys. I don't even have to ask Robert what his prediction is, because I know that if you don't pick Braun Strowman, you're crazy, bro. Baron Corbin can't pick him up, number one, for the end of days. Number two, Braun Strowman is one of their potential guys who are being groomed to be the man. So what's going to happen in this one? Braun's going to come out, raw, 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 smash Baron Corbin. He's going to look like a fool. He didn't get his full-time Raw GM position because that's the stipulation, and Braun's going to get his Universal title match against Brock Lesnar at the Rumble. And guess what, Braun? If you lose that match, I'm done with you too, just like Dolph Ziggler. I'm finished because I'm tired of you getting title shots and then you blow it. Done. Your turn.
All right. So, I feel like Braun Strowman hasn't healed up quick enough for this match. I don't think he's going to be there. I do have... Now, work with me with this one. I got Bray Wyatt taking his place. And the reason I say this is, you know, if you follow Bray Wyatt and Matt Hardy for some reason on Twitter, have been talking about the state of Raw, who's running it. Maybe they need to come in and make some change. Bray Wyatt says he supports that. Bray Wyatt has a history with Braun Strowman. I can see him coming in and taking the place. If not Bray Wyatt, maybe Kurt Angle. But I got Bray Wyatt coming in, and I got him beating Baron Corbin. It should be a decent match. You know, they got all the toys they can play with. Mm. Either way, Baron Corbin's not going to win this.
I agree with that. Do you think Baron Corbin's doing a bad job? Mad little sidebar rant here about Baron Corbin. What do you think of Baron Corbin in the state he's in right now? Don't say he looks like a Friday's person, please.
Are we talking about his character
everything.
On television?
Just everything just about him. Overall, Baron Corbin, what do you think?
I feel like he's performing pretty well. The role that he's in, I don't like seeing him in the ring. I like his little smarmy backstage dickhead persona.
Yeah, that is what I would expect from Baron Corbin, though. Baron Corbin's better as kind of like the bully. I'm better than everybody. Why do I have to do this? This is garbage. I like that Baron Corbin. And I feel like he's getting better on the microphone with this. But at the same time, I want to still see more of Baron Corbin. I don't know why he's in this role either. I feel like he's Chief Morley, basically.
Morley, oh my God.
That's a throwback, but I'm going to leave that where it is, guys. And we're going to get to the two big matches on the card. 10th match on this card. It's for the Intercontinental Championship, one of my personal favorite belts. It is the champion Seth Rollins versus the Lunatic Fringe, Dean Ambrose.
Hey, don't call him that.
What?
He doesn't like being called the lunatic anymore.
See what happens when you don't watch Raw for 2 weeks? I'm sorry. Dean Bane Ambrose.
Bane.
Yeah, so then what is this? You go ahead, break it down. You've been watching Raw for the past 2 weeks, so I don't know what Dean Ambrose is thinking.
All right, so Dean Ambrose is very ambiguous right now. He being very vague in his explanations. People ask, oh, why'd you do what you do? He just walks away. He's kind of acting like a child right now. I have a scenario for this match that I would like to see play out. I feel like it would be pretty interesting. I got Dean Ambrose winning this match. And the reason I got him winning... Now, this match doesn't have a stipulation either, which is crazy to me. You know, this is kind of like a blood feud. But this is just a regular match. I could see maybe a ref bump. Shit kind of goes to the wayside. Seth Rollins is about to just murder Dean Ambrose with some insane spot. Before he actually hits him, I can see Renee Young getting up from the announce desk, going over to stop Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins. Like, please don't do this. Think about what you guys have all been through. You guys are brothers. Seth Rollins thinks about it for the minute because he's the dumb babyface. As he's thinking about it, Renee Young kicks this man square in the dick, giving Dean Ambrose the upper hand, kind of like a throwback to Armageddon 99 with Stephanie McMahon joining Triple H. Renee Young causes Seth Rollins the match. Dean Ambrose gets his title. Renee Young, her man's a champion now, and maybe she can finally talk about, or actually talk to her husband, because apparently they don't talk.
Yeah. You know what? That was happening before I stopped watching Raw. Renee Young acted like she didn't know anything that was going on with Dean Ambrose at home. And it's like, dude, you lay next to the guy in bed every night. You don't talk about, hey, Dean, just wondering, like, why did you do that?
How you feeling, babe?
Yeah. I don't know, man. He's like, oh, go make me a sandwich. I don't want to talk about this. Like, what do you think this is? And I'm sorry for the sexist talk, but come on, guys. Like, I better writing WWE.
Dean's a heel right now, so you can say that.
That's fine.
We expect that out of him.
But better writing WWE. I expect so much more from you guys. I got Dean Ambrose just winning this. I think it's just going to be a good match, and Ambrose will prevail, and he is going to move forward until they find the right babyface to take the belt off of him. Who that is, we're not sure.
Finn Balor.
I was actually going to go with Elias, potentially, but Finn hasn't had anything either. Let's talk about the main event. This is the only match that I honestly can say I care about, truly in my heart. And maybe the Cruiserweight match, maybe a little bit, and the WWE title match. But we know that's not going to main event, right, WWE? Because when's the last time that match got to, when's the last time that championship main evented? Enough. So we get to the SmackDown Live TLC triple threat main event for the SmackDown Live women's title. We have Asuka versus Charlotte Flair versus the man, Becky Lynch. This is going to be a tough one to call because this is going to affect the road to WrestleMania. And I think that's been affected ever since that punch was thrown. The punch heard around the world from Nia Jax when she broke Becky Lynch's face. I don't know what happened with that. WWE comes up with some crazy injuries these days.
She gave her a fucking concussion.
So what do you got for this one, Rob?
I got Asuka winning.
Mm.
And the reason why I got Asuka winning, there was reports that Vince McMahon was shocked by the reaction that Asuka's been getting for the last 6 months. Wait, what? She's actually over? What's going on here? I don't know what Vince's problem is with the Japanese community. Where's Shinsuke Nakamura? Why is he not defending his title?
Oh, this show.
Anyway, I got Asuka winning. Reason why I have Asuka winning, because I have Becky Lynch winning the Women's Royal Rumble to set up her match with Ronda Rousey at WrestleMania, which could actually be the main event, be the first time women wrestle main event WrestleMania, which I support. And hopefully Becky Lynch beats the crap out of Ronda Rousey, but hey.
Now.
But where does that leave Charlotte Flair?
I'm feeling you. Like, listen, what I want to have happen is different than what I'm going to predict. I want Asuka to win this. I think Asuka needs this, and she deserves it, because I was pissed at WrestleMania 34 when she lost to Charlotte. Not going to lie. It was a great match. Not great. It was a good match, I'll say. But, nah.
It would have been great if they had the right ending.
Yeah. Now, when we get to Charlotte Flair, here's the problem. We all know WWE loves Charlotte. And Charlotte is not a bad worker. She's not bad in the ring. But Charlotte's going to get something over either one of these two. WWE would prefer to give it to Charlotte, in my opinion, than Asuka or Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch is just stone cold right now. She's got that fever, and she's running high on it. And Asuka is just following behind, like, I'm riding high on this. Now, Charlotte being a new heel, perfect. But I think that they're going to give Charlotte Flair the women's championship here and allow that feud with Asuka to carry over into WrestleMania, where you don't have to have her win the Royal Rumble or anything. And you could do it either way, though. That's what I'm saying. But I'm going to go with Charlotte Flair for the victory here.
Okay, I could see that.
I think that those are your two main matches, though. Becky Lynch, Ronda Rousey at WrestleMania, and Asuka versus Charlotte Flair.
In a rematch where Asuka better go over.
That's what I'm saying. And I think you could tell a better story with that if Charlotte Flair wins.
Have Asuka chase until Mania?
Yeah.
I could see that.
So that's what I got for this match. Anything else you want to add to the overall show here, Rob?
Oh, man. This is going to be... I don't want this to be a chore to watch. I want to be entertained. Ring of Honor is going to deliver. We already know this.
Yeah, and I hope that this TLC show delivers. And once again, guys, like I said, I will have a review up for TLC for sure on the YouTube channel. So make sure you check it out immediately after the show if you want to talk about it. I have a chat always open, and you guys can get in there and talk. Thank you for listening to episode 35 of the Everything Pro Wrestling Podcast. Thank you, Robert, for joining me on the show today. And also thank you to each and every one of you who took the time out to listen to the podcast. I know some of you listen while you're in the car, while you're at work, while you're working out at the gym. It doesn't matter where you listen to the show, guys. I'm appreciative of you just listening to the show. Robert, tell them about next week.
All right, join us next week, and we'll be doing our year-end review for 2018. Talk about all the highs and lows. We're going to be talking about our match of the year choices, promotion of the year, superstar of the year, et cetera, et cetera. We'll be putting polls up in the Everything Pro Wrestling Facebook groups. Give us your input. Should be a great time.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the Everything Pro Wrestling Podcast. And remember one thing, folks.
Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans.